Not only is Big Brother watching you, but using TikTok, he also owns your metadata. This is Wizard of iPhone speaking, Series 30403 for identification. This podcast series is sponsored by your friends at Import Auto Maintenance, and we'll hear from them in just a moment. The weather dunces get it wrong again. Speaking of a tsunami, and here I quote, "Without warning, a tsunami struck," end of quote. Wrong. A tsunami always sends a warning, but we may not recognize it. If you're ever standing by the ocean and see the ocean suddenly recede as if the tide is going out, turn around and run away. You have between 3 and 30 minutes, depending on how far the ocean recedes. Yes, it's true. You can get a $99 oil change just anywhere. Visit Import Auto Maintenance for their $60 winter special. ImportAutoMaintenance.com. Local shutter service is available. They are more than the usual kid in the pit quick change shops. Import Auto Maintenance creates a vehicle service report, including any recommended services. If your car is under factory warranty, you need this record of service. Import Auto creates a service reminder to send to the registered email account. Import Auto Maintenance at 490 Craighead Street, Nashville, Tennessee, 37204. If you're old-time Nashville, that's in the Melrose area. Craighead connects Nolensville Pike with 8th Avenue South, Franklin Road. Call Sam today at 615-327-9600. That's 615-327-9600 to schedule your vehicle's maintenance appointment. 615-327-9600. Do it today. The following is from my pal and third favorite tech writer, Kim Komando. TikTok's Dark Side, copyright 2023. TikTok's Dark Side, why it's more than just a fun app and you need to remove it. By Kim Komando, kimkomando.com, March 25th, 2003. What's the big deal? TikTok is a national security threat. The Chinese-owned social media platform parent company, ByteDance, is based in Beijing and is required by Chinese law to give the government access to collect the data. TikTok collects data that includes search and browser history, facial ID, voice prints, texts, locations, and photos. Here's the wrinkle. You can watch the videos without creating an account. Is that safe to do? The answer below will shock you. Talk to your kids. It's not up for debate. TikTok gathers lots of data usage. It's also built from the ground up to be addictive, making it so easy to share quick videos catered to the interests of each user. Then there are the viral challenges that can lead to injury or death. Ever heard of the choking or blackout challenge? It's terrifying. All these things are dangerous enough, and young people are especially vulnerable. As a parent, you can have controls to restrict your kids from visiting certain websites or downloading certain apps. That's all well and good, but it's not enough. The Wall Street Journal reports that children with TikTok accounts are sending screen recordings of videos to their friends who can't access the app themselves. Kids are filling their phones with these video clips up to the point where they can't even update them. You don't need a TikTok account to watch the content. People with accounts can simply send you links. You can share some information with TikTok, such as your browser, when you watch it elsewhere. According to Katlyn Fenzi, Vice President and Chief Knowledge Officer at the International Association of Privacy Professionals, your browser type, phone information, and IP address are up for grabs. TikTok videos are popular enough to be found on virtually every social media and video hosting platform, including Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. This is where it gets tricky. Someone can upload a video to another platform that isn't connected to TikTok. It's just a clip that exists on their Facebook profile. You'll be able to interact with it as a Facebook user, but not use TikTok functions ordinarily present in a video. A video could be uploaded to another platform and linked to the original source at TikTok. You'll see some indication of that, and if you click the video, you'll be taken to TikTok. In this case, some of your information will likely be collected. Is anyone safe? Let's say that you don't have the TikTok app installed or click on links to watch the videos, that you're all good, right? That's where pixels come in. Big tech companies like Meta, Microsoft, and Google use bite-sized pieces of code called pixels to track users. TikTok is no exception, with pixels installed across retail, e-commerce, travel, tech, and government sites. Data such as your IP address, shopping cart contents, and searches are collected when you visit these sites. Speaking to Consumer Reports, a TikTok spokesperson admitted that the company receives data from people who don't have a TikTok account and uses it for other websites. There really is no way to know which websites are using pixels. This is another reason to be careful with any information you share and what links and ads you click. Get your personal information off the web. Start with this list of people search sites. What can you do about it? You can't completely control what pops up when browsing the web or social media, but you can control your clicks. Don't open anything suspicious or tempting with some crazy headline. The 10 seconds of silliness is not worth risk of giving up your data. If you or a loved one has TikTok installed, remove it now. It's never too late. Here's how. Remove TikTok from your iPhone. Touch and hold the TikTok app. Tap remove the app. Tap delete app. Then tap delete to confirm. Remove TikTok from your Android phone. Open up the Google Play app. At the top right, tap the profile icon. Tap Manage Apps and Devices, and then Manage. Tap the TikTok app. Tap Uninstall. Some tracking information can stay on your phone even after you've deleted. One more important step. To completely remove TikTok, go nuclear. Your best bet is to do a complete factory reset on your phone. TikTok ties with China. What to avoid? More than just TikTok, ByteDance operates at least two other widely downloaded programs. CapCut is a popular video editing software, and Lark is a team collaboration app. Both spy and report back to ByteDance, which then turns the data over to the communist Chinese. It's not just like TikTok. If you ask me, every ByteDance product should be banned in America. Solid 30 minutes of tech news, tips, and callers with tech questions like you from all over the country. Search for it wherever you get your podcasts. The proceeding is copyright material and has been read in its entirety. If you'd like to hear Kim Komando read it, visit kimkomando.com and look for the play button. Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question, or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717, go to voicemail, leave your message, and contact information. That's 615-584-2717, go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic. Seen on How It's Made Today. Original broadcast date 06102011 on the Science Channel. Teslas are complicated to make because, in addition to being an EV, that battery requires an internal cooling system to flush air from the system. Your smartphone will overheat when connected to a DC source for an extended time. Remember those airline dried fires of a few years back? See my blog post, Batteries Are Stone Age Technology, 1122-2022, or join me on the new media curmudgeon later this week for the podcast white paper, Batteries Are Stone Age Technology. This has been the Wizard of iPhone speaking, Series 3, 04-03 for identification. Thank you.